This news update's being brought to you by Sure Hospital. Are you sure? And Pigeon Hardware, serving all your hardware needs. As well as Ashley Home Store in Bad Axe. Shop living room, dining room, bedroom, home decor, and so much more at Ashley today. Good afternoon from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Russ Servance with a look at your news. Well, the Sebring Police Department has outlined ambitious plans to renovate its headquarters, which has maintained its original beige and brown brick exterior for over four decades. Since taking office, Police Chief Repke has overseen significant departmental upgrades without increasing taxpayer costs. Operating within existing budget constraints, the department has modernized equipment and expanded services considerably. Major improvements include individual body cameras for all officers, replacing a previous single shared device, along with updated body armor and tasers for each officer. The department expanded from minimal coverage, approximately 80 hours weekly with no weekend or holiday patrol, to 7 days a week operations with round-the-clock availability. Additional enhancements include three police service dogs, expanded staff with new officer positions, including a sergeant and a school resource officer, and implementation of a mandatory monthly training program using online platforms to meet state standards. Chief Repke attributes these accomplishments to community support and village council backing. The 2026 goals include continuing departmental improvements and pursuing the facility makeover, maintaining the commitment to avoid additional taxpayer expense. In Port Huron, Major Crimes Unit and Michigan Department of Corrections agents recently carried out 25 parole compliance checks at homes of MDOC parolees in St. Clair County, resulting in multiple violations and new investigations. Of the 25 individuals checked, 15 were compliant with the terms of their supervision, while 10 were found in violation. Two people were arrested with outstanding warrants from Sanilac County and turned over to the Sanilac County Sheriff's Office. Officers seized cell phones from five subjects over suspected sexually abusive material. Those devices will be examined by the Michigan State Police Computer Crimes Unit and could result in additional charges or parolee violations. One parolee was jailed after being found in possession of a controlled substance, and another was lodged for having weapons and alcohol in violation of parole conditions. A tenth subject was discovered when controlled substances that were not at their residence, and authorities are pursuing related parole violation charges. The operation was led by the Port Huron Police Department Major Crimes Unit, a multi-agency task force that includes members from Port Huron Police, St. Clair County Sheriff's Office, Michigan State Police, Marysville Police, U.S. Border Patrol, U.S. Customs and Border Protection, and the Michigan Department of Corrections. And the Bay County Sheriff's Office reports that the U.S. Coast Guard has established a temporary safe zone on the Saginaw River near the Lafayette Bridge due to ongoing bridge reconstruction work. Construction crews are breaking ice around the bridge throughout the winter, creating areas of open water and unstable ice. The restricted zone extends approximately 600 yards downriver and 400 yards upriver from the bridge. Pedestrians and vehicles are prohibited from entering the area for safety reasons. Officials urge the public to avoid the zone. Those safety restrictions took effect on Saturday at 8 a.m., February the 7th, and they will remain in place through April the 1st or until ice conditions no longer pose a hazard. And we'll return right after this word from our sponsor.
In honor of President's Day, we invite you to celebrate with us here at Ashley and Bad Axe. For a limited time, you can save up to 25% off store-wide. Check out our washable Nuvella Next Gen Performance Fabric Furniture. Nuvella Next Gen Performance Fabric is easy to clean, durable, and stands up to messes made by kids, pets, and adults alike. Accidents happen, and you can be ready for them. Also, check out the Ashley ModMax Modular Performance Collection, starting at just $6.99. With customizable options to cater to your ever-changing needs, the ModMax Modular is both limitless and endless. Choose from multiple color options to fit your style. Design your ModMax Modular to have seating for two or seating for 20, whatever fits your lifestyle. Grab some popcorn, settle in, and enjoy the show. As Abraham Lincoln once quoted, "In the end, it's not the years in your life that count, it's the life in your years." Why not start making those years count today by keeping it low maintenance with the next-gen Nuvella Performance Collections found here at your local Ashley and Bad Axe. Make it affordable with our 1 year or 5 years no interest financing. The possibilities are yours. You don't want to miss the President's Day sale happening now at Ashley and Bad Axe. Exclusions may apply. See Ashley and Bad Axe for details.
Ashley is your one-stop place for all your furniture needs. Hi, this is Brandon from Ashley and Bad Axe. Shop our selection of dining sets, bedroom furniture, lift chairs, and more.
Shopping at the north end of Bad Axe is not complete without a visit to the following: Ashley Home Store and Mackenzie Jewelers.
And we're back. We do have one obituary to report today. Matilda Kathleen Bukowski Partika, also known as Tilly, passed away on Friday, February 6th at Courtney Manor Nursing Center of Bad Axe. She was born on April 30th, 1923 in Ubley, Michigan. Tilly and Art Partika were united in marriage on October 14th, 1944. She is survived by her sons Gerald, Eugene, Daniel, and Brian, her daughters Carolyn, Rita, and Nancy, her grandchildren and great-grandchildren. A funeral mass for Tilly will be Tuesday, February the 10th at 11:30 at St. Joseph Church, Rapson, of the St. Hubert Parish. Visitation on Tuesday will be at the church beginning at 9:30 until time of service at 11:30. Burial will take place at a later date, and memorials may be given to the donor's choice. Arrangements are being handled by the Ramsey Funeral Home of Harbor Beach, and you can share your memories online at ramseyfh.com.
Dr. Liz Milligan is one of the latest additions to our primary care team at Sure Health. A native of Cass City, we're grateful to have her back in the Thumb of Michigan. So, Dr. Milligan, just how excited are you to be back home?
I'm so excited. Medical training is like, you're here, and then you're here, and then you're here, and then you're here, and so you're constantly moving. And so one of the things I'm most excited about is just planting some roots and just being here and really starting to build relationships with patients, with staff, and really just feel like I'm getting that foothold in the community and getting to use all of this education and experience that I've had and really be able to just fulfill my dream of being a rural physician.
Make your appointment today with Dr. Liz Milligan at Sure Primary Care Bad Axe. You can learn more about Dr. Liz Milligan by going to sure.org. Sure Health. Better health. Better life. Are you sure?
And we're back with more news. Internal Justice Department records reviewed today indicate that while the FBI found ample proof of Jeffrey Epstein's personal abuse of minors, they found no evidence he ran a trafficking ring for influential men. The investigation included an exhaustive review of bank records and emails. The findings suggest that payments made to figures in finance and academia were not linked to criminal activity. Authorities in Tehran have arrested several prominent reformist politicians, accusing them of maintaining illegal links to the U.S. and Israel. These arrests come as the government continues crackdown on dissent following last month's protest. Among those detained are close allies of the Iranian president. Simultaneously, Nobel laureate Narges Madami was sentenced to an additional 7 years in prison, bringing her total sentence to over 30 years. And that's been a look at your news brought to you by Sure Hospital, Are You Sure? And Pigeon Hardware, serving all your hardware needs. as well as Ashley Home Store and Bad Axe. Shop living room, dining room, bedroom, home decor, and so much more at Ashley today.
This is Nate from Pigeon Hardware. I'm a handyman, not a weatherman, but I do know that Michigan winters can be unpredictable. Stay prepared with supplies from Pigeon Hardware. And if you're stuck inside, start that project that you've been putting off with our do-it-best paints.
And this is Kim. We're stocked up with shovels, ice melt, heat tape, and everything you need for whatever winter brings. If you're snowed in, brighten up the indoors with do-it-best paints. We've got a full color selector chart and all the do-it-best paint supplies to get the job done.
We also offer key cutting, screen repair, and replacement, UPS shipping, chainsaw sharpening, and a full line of plumbing, electrical, and hardware items.
Stay prepared this season with Pigeon Hardware in downtown Pigeon, making home improvement easy as pie.
While you're in downtown Pigeon, make sure you visit Harjo's Ben Franklin and Pigeon Hardware in downtown Pigeon.
And that's been a look at your news for this hour. From the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, I'm Russ Cervantes.